The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, welcome everybody to the next episode of Stranger Damies here. It's episode 95. Yeah, so we're just a, as I've been forgetting to do the last couple episodes, we're just a couple of first-time D&D players for the most part. Just rolling some dice, having some fun, just, you know, making mistakes and learning along the way. Like I said, we're barreling towards episode 100 here, so it's getting kind of crazy in terms of how much we've done this. So, first off, we'll, before I get to the recap, for those of you watching on video, this won't play too much on the audio podcast. We do have a sixth member here today. Between Tom and Anthony there is Jonathan. He will be joining us for essentially for however long he can tolerate us, which is Steph has stayed a lot longer than we were expecting. So, So Jonathan will be getting to introduce his character as we begin. Here, but for now, just so you're not wondering the entire time I'm doing the recap who that sixth person is sitting in the room. So, let's get to it. Recap. After successfully securing the Zujorkin and closing the Abyssal Rift under the mountains of near Kaimal, the Wild Stallions, a group of possible murder hobos, made their way to Stillbend to rescue Astaroth and Tribeca, and to defeat their newest enemy, Annie. Once they arrived, they were informed that the town was separated into four sections, with three of them being run by associates of Annie, and basically being a barrier between her section and the main road. With their allies either on their way or waiting outside the borders, the Stallions perfectly defeated each governor without issue. The plans went exactly as they thought. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely no issues.
No, none. None whatsoever.
One of them, that's true.
Yeah.
And so, after making the last governor rest in peace, the Stallions were paid a surprise visit from Astaroth and fled into the tunnel below. So, Stallions, you have successfully avoided the breath of a red dragon and are currently behind a scorching hot metal door. What do you do?
Rest.
And then while you guys discuss, I will go get the first map again.
Alright. Well, that could have went better.
Yeah. We should probably move away from the burning door.
Yeah. I'm sort of dying.
I don't have... Does anyone have... There's probably no light down here, I would imagine, correct?
Yeah. You notice that as soon as that door shuts behind you, it is darkness, and darkness. Those of you with dark vision... can see 60 feet in front of you.
We all have it.
Do you have a light up weapon, Teresis?
I do.
This is the first map. This is what I spent way too many hours doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, my weapon.
Oh, those little pebbles?
Bright light.
I thought they were chocolate chips at first.
Or coffee beans?
They're nerds.
It's actually fish tank gravel.
Oh.
To represent the cavern around you there.
Yeah, Mark, my weapon has creates a light 20 feet radius.
Okay, so anybody without dark vision can see 20 feet.
And dim light for 20 more feet after that.
So, light that bad boy up.
Do you think if we go back out there, he might recognize me and stop?
You're welcome
this
to try.
This is as close as I've ever been to him in how long? Like a couple months?
Yeah,
a long time.
About a month or so, yeah.
If I were you, I wouldn't. But that's up to you.
You could stick your head out there, that'd be fine.
Whatever year it is, women can do whatever they want. in this time, whatever time it is.
That's very unlike, you to say, okay?
So as you guys are having a discussion with your passive perception, Pizza Tacos, you notice something out of the corner of your eye in the temple. The cavern there.
Okay.
And John, may you introduce your character.
Hey, who's that?
Who's that guy? Hey, why are you all trapped in here? Why are you here?
Oh, there was a giant red dragon. Have you heard of him?
Why are you here? Yeah. Is the more apt question.
Who are you?
I
ask you the very same thing.
Who are you?
Trying to use these tunnels to get where I'm going, which is the fortress,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Right.
How long have you been down here? You're just kind of hanging?
Like, I just got in here, and then I now see that a bunch of other people in these tunnels that are supposed to be secret.
Hmm.
Like, including us, or you're talking about us?
I'm talking about you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
I thought these were supposed to be secret tunnels.
I mean...
They were.
Yeah.
That's what we thought. What does he look like?
Yeah, describe your character.
So
I can just, like, bash
my character is a tiefling in studded leather, carrying multiple weapons and stuff like that.
He's packing.
Definitely looks... And I think it's pretty obvious that I'm here to sneak around and stuff like that.
Okay.
You probably thought of this, but what color skin?
I'm thinking dark red, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, we're just passing through, too, so, you know, stop coming at us. Like, it doesn't sound like you own the place.
What's your business with the fortress?
I'm just a job.
A job? You're a jobber?
A jobber.
I don't know what you mean.
he caught wind of the revolution.
Did Annie send you?
No.
Did the mirror man send you?
Tituvius? I've got a job to take out somebody who's in the fortress. And so I was going to use these secret tunnels that conveniently lead there.
Well, how'd you get through? Did you come from the lighthouse? That is no longer 17. Standing?
Okay. No. But...
19.
That would have been... If the lighthouse is no longer standing, that probably explains why the way that I came in sort of collapsed behind me. So,
that's why we're here.
Thanks for
that. Yep.
I mean, technically, that wasn't our fault.
Mm-hmm.
That was that one's fault.
No.
More than anything.
By proxy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
So
I'm not the one controlling him.
Remember that time in the cave you found a red dragon and you didn't immediately murder it?
Of course I remember.
Yeah.
Sweet Astaroth.
Now
so
the
sweet.
Bane
is so sweet anymore.
So is he telling the truth? Everything is up to snuff?
Yeah, he's a little tough to read, but...
With a 19?
No, let me finish. but yeah, he is being truthful, but you can tell that he puts on the... You know, thing of being very secretive. Okay. As that may or not be part of his job.
I may have missed it. Did he say who sent him?
I was just
saying he's got a job.
Has anyone asked his name yet?
Yeah. No. What's your name, stranger?
My name's Freds and Bretz.
I'm going to call you Fred.
I will also call you Fred.
I understand. That's fine.
Man, your mom must have hated you.
I'm Pizza Tacos.
Different cultures have different normal names. I understand that might not be one you're used to.
That's true.
Anyways,
that is true.
I mean,
we're trying to
it's
be
not
more...
the weirdest name I've heard. Let's be honest.
We're trying
what
to
is
be
the weirdest thing you've heard?
Pizza Tacos.
All right. Well, we already also realized, remember all the way back when we realized that wasn't my real
name?
Yeah,
it's not your real name.
But it's still a weird name. It's a weird thing to pick.
It's like Avalon or something like that, right? Ultra?
Yeah. It's Ultra.
So
I totally remember your name.
So as you're having the conversation again, looking up your passive perception is
pizza
pretty amazing for this. So Pizza Tacos, start hearing a sound coming out of your coin purse.
Okay, so I pick up the coin purse and I put it up to my ear.
And it sounds like a voice trying to say something, but it's muffled because it's inside your coin purse.
Can I
open
it?
What are you doing?
Yeah, and you hear the unmistakable voice of a half-elven platinum knight going, "Are you okay? You guys okay? I saw the red dragon. Come in. You okay?"
How are you doing this?
Well, I was able to infuse one of the coins that you took from me for being my friend. And
all those years ago?
It was several... That was last week.
Ago. I think Pete's Tacos has gone crazy, guys. And, he's talking to his purse.
Yeah, this allows us... We can...
No, we should talk about how he has a purse.
You guys can hear, but not as clear. It has
men
to be.
Can carry purses. Man.
Are you... Who are you talking to, buddy?
It's Cranor.
Sure it is. I think
what is
maybe
Cranor's
a
point
out on the head.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he said half elven.
Yeah.
I forgot that was his.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What is he saying?
Nothing of any importance yet.
Yeah, and Cranor goes, just grab the coin. It should be shining, so they can all hear me.
Okay. So
you reach in. You grab
it. You're gonna make these coins. Do I see it?
So yeah, you grab the coin and now. You guys can all hear holding hand. And, no, it's not
Star Wars.
Not a Star Wars. Pizza tacos, you're my only hope. So,
Cranor, what's the haps?
I saw the red dragon attack the lighthouse.
Yep.
I'm assuming you guys defeated Callaway?
Yep. It took some doing. Most people here are pretty gotten the shit kicked out of them. I'm fine, though, actually. I didn't take any damage.
He ain't here, Cranor. He ain't here.
I unfortunately hear the half-orc, so I guess he's doing okay.
He's still alive.
Fortunately. Motherfucker, you need me.
Do we?
Yeah.
So,
we got some other guy here, too. Freddy.
I do not know who that is.
Alright.
Yeah. I guess... Yeah, there's no reason if you don't... You can kill him if you want.
Whoa.
There's no restriction.
You heard the talking coin, man. Sorry.
He's not one of ours, so...
Okay.
You know.
He doesn't seem to be one of theirs, either.
Okay. Well, I'll be glad to meet him if you do...
If he doesn't kill us
first. If he gets out of the
tunnel.
Or if that happens.
I'm just trying to do my job, okay?
Is your job killing us?
No.
Are you sure?
Who are you supposed
I'm
to be killing?
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he's
maybe
not...
what if you get there like, oh, I'm supposed to kill some guy named Tiresias, and like, oh, I've been with him the whole time. Wouldn't that be like foolish on your part? You could kill him right now if that's the plan. So who?
Well,
are you
he's
to
out.
Kill?
I mean, you could try.
He's outnumbered, so it would behoove him to not say he's going to kill one of us.
So.
Oh, Craig's getting that nosebleed again.
Are you trying?
I think you can understand that I'm in secret tunnels.
Yes.
Going on a mission to kill somebody. I don't want to give away all the details of what I'm supposed to do, but all what I know
can
is
we do
just...
guess who rules? Is your person a female?
I hope you're prepared, by the way.
I've got a description, and I know that they're in that fortress, and none of you... match this description in any way, and also you're not in the fortress, so
it's true.
He's got us there.
He's a lot smarter.
You're not trying to kill.
Pretty sure
he's on the same level.
Is the description the most beautiful half elf you've ever seen? Is that the description? Just
that's a really subjective term.
No, it's pretty objective. Would any seen her? This must not be her, guys.
In our travels, would any of us have maybe seen? This character?
No.
No.
If anybody wants to roll a perception check, just one person.
I'm going to do it because I brought it up. All right? I'm taking it.
Take 2-1 to pick from your dice.
18.
Ooh. Okay, so...
Don't waste them all now.
Point out where it is, Fred, but you guys notice a familiar tattoo on Fred.
On my lower back.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously it'd be somewhere where they could physically see it, but...
Which black...
No, it's my lower back.
I said I was wearing studded leather, I didn't say what cut.
Yeah. True. Absolutely right. True.
I guess we're establishing... I'm apparently wearing studded leather crop top. Yeah. And I've got a tramp stamp. a clasp tattoo. So it's a stamp that indicates that I am a tramp. Okay. So
this is all canon now. I hope you're prepared.
I'm gonna point that out real quickly.
Clasp? That's why I know about these secret tunnels. These are clasp secret tunnels.
Oh. I think he's telling the truth, guys. I whisper not so loudly.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, the only people we know of in the tower, right, is Zanny.
Right. Astaroth.
Astaroth. His
doppelganger.
Yeah, his shadow brother.
Right.
And
your Tribeca. Lady.
Right. Almost forgot my ex-girlfriend's name.
Right. So there's
Tribeca.
I like how he's saying ex all of a sudden.
Well, I mean,
it's complicated.
Her decision.
I could possibly deduce that with Annie, you know, causing all this shit, that it's probably hurt the clasp a little bit.
Right, but who sent him?
Doesn't she work for the clasp?
I would imagine. Who, Annie?
Yes.
Oh, she did, didn't she?
No.
I can't remember.
From my
perception. I will play memory game.
It's
been a while. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So
she was the only one of the Wolverines that wasn't actually in the clasp.
Would you remember that?
You guys would know that.
I don't really want to give out the name of my employer because it's like a whole secretive thing. However, it's not any of those people you've mentioned, and also I'm a freelancer, so I just get hired by people.
So no benefits, nothing like that.
I don't work for like a giant. Yeah, it's
are
it's
you
really
in the freelancers
rough.
Union?
I don't like it.
There we go.
I mean, I guess that's sort of what the class is, but it really sucks
it's
having
smart.
To work
it's
on my
smart.
Own and stuff.
Well,
it's smart.
We're on our way to the tower as well. If you want to join us, you're more than welcome to. We don't want to cramp your style, obviously.
It's not like you got a choice. There's one way out of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty linear tunnel, so.
Maybe he, we'll give him, a head start. Like, you go first, or whatever. You know?
So it's like we just so happen to be walking in the same direction.
Right. No, because then it's really awkward when you're, walking
at the airport.
Short distance right. behind me.
That's
but
true.
Then we're specifically trying not to talk to each other and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You hear from the coin, ahem.
Oh, right.
So...
How's the airship?
Just to let you know, the plan is we're going to be attacking at some point at dawn or before. It's about
some
early
point,
evening.
Some point at dawn.
Usually some point at dawn. There's one point. It's dawn or it's not dawn.
we tell them we need to rest. Some of us are.
Do you mean sunrise?
Yeah, we'll probably be attacking around sunrise. We're waiting for a couple people to come in from Amman. And then we should be ready to go.
Oh man, what are you attacking?
Oh man.
We're just doing what we had discussed.
All right. You. Yeah.
Wait. What have we discussed? What haven't we all discussed?
I close my fist. He's just talking nonsense. The tower, obviously.
Insight check.
Oh.
Go ahead. You roll the section.
Oh, that wasn't good.
It's still probably a 20.
Natural 19 plus 7.
I rolled a 16.
Yeah, I'll do whisper.
Ooh.
And let's see if we can do this.
This is brought to you by nobody.
See if I can actually.
We don't have anyone yet.
It doesn't matter if I hear it. So
it's brought to
you guys.
It's brought to you by.
It's brought to you by the Main Damey family of networks.
There we go. That's who you could follow.
Yeah. So you can tell that he is lying. So it's up to you what you want to do with the information you have right now.
Press it.
I feel like. It would be important to be truthful with each other in this time.
Okay.
So, why don't you tell me what you're really talking about?
I am talking about making sure we have a backup plan in case we can't defeat everybody that we need to defeat.
Didn't we already have a backup plan?
Well, sometimes the backup plan needs a backup plan.
We're going to kill the dragon, that's right. We talked about that.
Oh, so we have a plan C now.
I mean...
Wait, so...
We're
can you open your hand?
Gonna kill the dragon.
Yes!
Cranor.
Yes?
You're attacking my dragon at sunrise.
I close it. Oh, he says no, not if he doesn't pose a threat. Right, Cranor?
Last thing you said here is that it's my duty as a platinum knight.
All right, well.
But he was obviously had a full sentence before
oh,
that.
Oh,
so.
Connection broke up. Oh,
yeah.
It's these damn
we're in
tunnels.
A tunnel.
I thought the deal was—is the coin still going?
No, you.
That's all. Oh, I lost it. Somewhere around here, I dropped
it. Wasn't the deal if Astaroth hurt somebody?
He tried really hard, didn't he?
But he didn't.
He came pretty close.
All he saw was you, so for all we know, he just doesn't like you.
I think he saw all of us.
Remember when he posed as, like, my twin? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he likes me. He's, like, a pretty big fan.
I don't think there's anyone that's a fan of you.
We could go back to Ali Bay.
I like him, I mean, but I'm not a fan of him.
I don't know. The people in Ali Bay seem to like
do
him.
We?
That's true.
We remember that we need Astaroth to beat the Mirror Man, right?
Well,
we have Fred now. He's just as good as a dragon.
Are you a
dragon?
He's
the same color.
I am not a dragon, no.
Okay, so he's not
are
as good as a
dragon. Dragons.
Yeah.
I are like you his two... opinion that I'm as good as a dragon.
Are you two dragons in a
color.
Trench coat?
Or in studded leather armor.
You know what? I changed my mind. I'm just going to start walking down.
So Fred starts heading down.
Good job,
guys.
Is there anything other, like any markings on the wall?
Yeah, so, roll perception.
Okey-dokey.
For that.
15.
Yeah, so basically it's an entryway. You have the door behind you there, the tunnel leads forward, and then you see that the left and right sort of curves off. So you think there may be, within the range you can see,
okay.
You know, there may be either it widens or there's two chambers. You can't tell from where you're standing by the door.
This is like a choose your own adventure style.
Generally, this is a choose your own adventure type deal.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Fred, do you know these tunnels better than we do? Probably yes. I'm shouting.
So you see him start going down and like curving towards the left. Which
as
roll a I'll have you roll a survival check just to help out because it's
me.
No. Pizza tacos.
What am I doing?
Roll survival.
It's a natural 17.
Okay.
21.
Yeah. What you notice is his footprints. Do you have? Are you wearing boots or do you have hooves?
Boots of elven kind. So,
okay, so you're wearing, they look like
boots
footprints.
And magical boots.
Yeah, okay. Ooh. No problem. Because some tieflings have hooven feet.
Yeah.
So you notice that there's the normal straight line of people walking through the tunnel down the middle, but where he's going, it looks like it's just his footprints leading to the left side of the cavern there. And so do you guys follow?
Is there any sound coming from the door?
No.
No. Okay.
No, he is. It seemed to have stopped.
Okay. I just want to do a real quick peek out.
Okay.
Just to see what kind of carnage was left.
Okay, so you open door, roll perception. While he's rolling that, the chamber you're walking towards is where you came in, the partially collapsed tunnel.
I rolled a 9.
Okay. You see basically just right in front of you, anything that's wood is now ash.
Okay.
Even the parts of the door that have a little wood in it is now blackened.
Okay.
It seems like, this is Red Dragon Breath.
I wanted to see, just in case he was still there or not.
Yeah, no, but you don't see anything. But yeah, anything that would have been item-wise in that cellar
is probably gone.
Gone.
Okay.
What would you done if he was still there?
We'd be having a funeral right now.
I didn't. Now I'm assuming he's gone back to the fortress. So okay. I didn't know.
Just assumed.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know.
You know what happens when you assume?
I don't get a faceful fire.
Well, that was only like a little peek. I wasn't like fully swinging the door open.
What's up?
All right, well.
Yeah, so you guys following?
Is there anywhere to like, lay down for a bit?
So, now we don't have to really rush out of this area.
Yeah, so as you go to the edge of the tunnel there, you notice there is a left and right chamber.
Okay.
It opens up there. You have enough vision to see the opening of the doorway.
Let's follow.
He's heading a little towards the left. Let's make sure. I don't know if I put these in order.
Do you guys want to take a short rest? Is that?
Let's catch up with Fred.
I kind of need a long one.
Yeah. Yo, Tiresias, are you leading the way with your mace?
Sure.
Okay.
Sorry.
Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
Very unprofessional.
Yeah. Very professional. Yes. So this is the left chamber, if you want to kind of just throw that on there.
Sure.
So, that is where he's going.
Dead.
That's the collapse, and, you know, there's a little bit of space, you know, for where he walked in.
Okay.
There. As you guys walk in the room, does anybody want to take a look around?
I'm just going to ask Freddy, so where exactly was this path coming from, where you came in before it collapsed?
Yeah, so the path he was taking was, as I explained to you guys in the last, knowing this, you probably wouldn't have asked that question, so I'll remind you guys. These paths all go throughout the city.
Sure.
Here. So the path that he's coming from having good direction, you know, that's from the west, which probably would have been the main tunnel out of the city.
Okay.
So he
would have.
Question. Yeah.
Why the fuck did we go to the lighthouse?
Well, as far as everybody else knew, because nobody was in the class, they only knew of the one tunnel.
Okay.
Him being a member of the class knew, you know, every entrance in that town, and found one that he went in and was like, this looks a little collapsed. Now I'll squeeze through. And then when he got to here, Astaroth doing all the rattling he did up there, collapsed it behind him. But you can see where the little opening was. It looks different from the rest of the collapse.
Okay. Anyone want to take a look around?
Yeah. I guess.
Mm-hmm. So, roll perception. I'll let two of you do it.
13. 13
as well.
Okay. You see in the rubble that there looks like there's something poking out of the rubble.
Right in this little area.
Yeah.
Something like what?
It just looks like a square shape. Again, you're not within 20 feet of it, so it just looks like a square gray shape.
I may regret this. But
I'm not gonna
investigate
it. Go right ahead and roll investigation.
14.
I thought that was a 1.
I'm sorry, 15.
15. Ooh, nice. Good, because that's exactly what you needed. So you notice that it is a chest that is partially buried under the rubble there.
Maybe there's a compass in there.
not a big treasure chest. It's like about, you know, it's about probably like the size of my dice thing.
Is it locked?
Roll investigation again.
I just investigated it.
But you investigated the rubble. This is the investigating the chest itself.
17.
Okay. Yes, it is trapped, and it is locked.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to tell me that.
No.
There's no way to get around the trap, I would imagine.
What do you got there, T-Dog?
Do you want me to... I can take care of that.
Sure, as long as you don't take what's inside.
He can prove himself now, right? this is like he's swearing fealty to us.
Sure.
Right?
Have at it.
Sure, okay.
Okay.
So, I don't know what the word fealty means.
I don't know.
It sounded
you're just
like...
saying words over there.
Yes.
Yeah. All of a sudden you see blood starts coming from O'Craig's nose.
There it is again.
I think I heard Annie say it at one point. I don't remember.
So what do you do there?
So disabling traps and lockpicking are both these tools, right?
Yeah. So you have a lower DC rolling this. Yeah. You just roll sleight of hand.
Oh, so I'm not proficient in sleight of hand, but I am proficient with these tools.
So just you get your proficiency bonus and all that.
Okay. So 9 plus 8 if it's dexterity and proficiency.
So 17?
Yeah.
Okay, you're good. Your perception is like 19 passive perception, which is crazy.
No, it's 20.
20, sorry. So, yeah, I looked that up. I was like, oh, he should be noticing just about everything I make him roll for. So you notice, as he's going to pick the lock, that he pulls one of those leather pouch things that rolls out, and he picks a couple tools out and then goes to work, and it looks a lot different than the lock picks you have purchased.
Man, look how fancy this guy is.
Yeah, it looks like it is a thing that he would use.
La-dee-da.
You know.
I'm jealous, I gotta be honest.
Yeah, so he pops the chest, disables the trap as he slightly pushes a button right on the bottom as he pops the lock. And then as it opens, you just see a small cloud just dissipate into the box. So you know the trap was some kind of powder or cloud in there.
Right down here.
It would have been great for me. It would have been dead.
Dissipate, and inside you find a about 1,500 gold pieces in there in a pouch. You find there are three shiny stones. One is a vibrant purple, like prism shape. Another one is like a dusty rose kind of prism shape. And the other one is pale lavender, sort of. But that's more like an elliptioid kind of, you know, shape. I'm going from the D&D descriptions of these stones.
Okay.
Because for people to know what these stones are listening, you know, the descriptions are very obvious. But unless if anybody has Identify... None of you would know it.
I have detect magic.
That's not going to help.
Yeah, it'll just...
it's magical.
Are you... You specifically you two are both...
Identify.
Arcana.
Arcana.
Yeah, proficient in Arcana.
Yeah. So you can both roll Arcana.
Specifically said Identify.
Well, I wanted to feel seen, all right?
15?
15.
16.
16. So, it's good. You both get something here. You notice... At first, you're the first one to look over. You know they look magical. You can see the aura coming off of them in there. They look special. And you go, hey, this is, you know, these look kind of...
Hey, guys, these are special.
You know, these are a little unique. These aren't just stones.
I would imagine.
And I'll have you roll a... are you proficient in religion, any chance, Jenny?
No.
I am.
No. Yeah. So, Tom, roll religion check.
Start speaking.
Six.
No, you. They just look like shiny stones.
Well, considering I rolled one, it didn't help much.
So yeah, you as of all you know right now, these are magical stones. You probably get what they are either with the identify spell or if you attune to them.
Okay.
You know.
What do we want to do with these? Should we?
Does anybody have the ability to attune to them?
And then, luckily, Jenny was living in the box as well, because there is a note written there in Sylvan.
Ah.
And she, if I remember correctly, you would be the only one that would be able to read it.
Yes. Sylvan's the... Oh, yeah, I do. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, Sylvan.
Yeah, that's the special fae elf language. So I'll just read it out loud to you guys because it's nothing really earth-shattering story-wise.
No.
It just says it. Yeah, it's basically a note telling you like a to and from note sort of thing. It says to the Grand Mistress of the Grey Hunt, please accept this wedding gift from the archive of the Cobalt Soul in Zadash. Hopefully, you or Mr. DeRolo can make use of these stones. Regards, Archivist Zeno.
That meant nothing to me.
would any of us know who these people are?
You, you can roll. I think you won because you're too young and not high intelligence. So
that's not. That's weird.
It's true.
I think the only ones that would, if they want to roll, would be Pizza Tacos and.
That's not an great. 8.
What am I rolling? History.
Yeah.
18.
18. Well, you guys already know that the Grand Mistress of the Grey Hunt is
Vex.
Vexalia. Of the famed Vox Machina. And she sort of holds guard over Whitestone. Like sort of the protector up there. The other things, the only thing you know, outside Mr. DeRolo is obviously you know, the family... That was the that led Whitestone, like the royal family of Whitestone, and that the Cobalt Soul is that you went to one of the libraries in Western and stole one of their books.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the one on Tiamat that you guys had stolen like many episodes ago. But the rest of the names, you have no idea, even with that history roll.
Okay.
Mainly because you have been a resident of Tal'Dorei your entire life, so.
Well, it sounds like these stones are, they could be useful.
Yeah, I mean, they're a wedding gift for Vex'ahlia, so I'm sure they hopefully could come in handy for us.
In case we wind up going to a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I mean, they're magical.
When was this wedding supposed to happen?
A long time ago.
Yeah, probably like 20 years ago.
I don't think it'll help as a gift.
Do you think my dad was invited?
No.
It's an elf. What elf?
Well, yeah, he's royalty. Half elf. Come on, like, you know, if they're royalty, don't they invite other royalty? And
would you go to an elf wedding?
No. But, but I'm not my dad, so I mean, I don't know. Maybe he would have gone, you know, fuck shit up.
You're not your brother either.
So what am I coming down on me for?
Would you have to attune to all three stones or one stone?
I'll allow it to the just the unpointable homebrew sort of thing, just to make it easier so you guys aren't lugging around these stones for a while. Just doing the one will let you know what type of stone that stone is and what the three stones are in general. But not their specific. But yes, you would have to attune to them all separately.
I feel like I'm attuned to enough things.
I have like three or four things I'm attuned
to. What about you, Z?
I might be able to. But the spider staff, though, it's so helpful.
I'm attuned to a bunch of stuff.
Just put the staff in the bag of holding, please.
Well, yeah. These bracers do nothing for me, so.
I'm going to.
Okay, so are you guys taking a short rest here in this cavern?
Is that all right with you?
Or do you want to do a long rest here?
So, yeah, we're pretty banged up. So
long rest would be helpful.
All right. Well, we only have
You notice pretty obviously, but you keep everything close to the vest. They are bloodied. The three of them. Tiresias, O'Craig, and Zakara.
Well, I can always catch up with you. You guys can take care of it.
Well, sure. I feel like we've been very rude. We never introduced ourselves to Freddy here.
You've been rude.
Did any of you guys say your names?
No.
Yeah, well, all right.
He knows mine.
Does he?
I'm sure he's going to kill my evil twin.
Yes, so.
He doesn't know. You've been terrible, terrible guests. Hosts.
You're not. Where are we? Cesaret?
No.
Oh, man.
Okay. We're going to kill him in his sleep. I told you guys.
You just saved your life, buddy.
I'm surprised you didn't just stab me where I stood.
That's Pizza Tacos, that's Zakara, and that's Tiresias. And we are, what are we?
The Wild Stallions.
The Wild Stallions.
Nice to meet you.
Do you have a group name?
She's not with us.
Not yet.
No. Just think of a name. Think of like a cool name. What are you?
We're getting there.
We could be like the Blood Hunter or something like that. I don't know, because you're red.
That's a different thing.
Oh, okay. I'm just spitballing here. You don't have to think about it.
What about the Lone Rangers?
That's a good one.
Are we changing the name?
You can't be lone if you're more than one.
We'll take the rest, and you'll think it over. But you have to think of something cool.
So as you guys settle in...
What he does.
Okay. Do you make a fire or anything?
Does anyone need it?
Yeah, I mean, that would be bad, right?
We don't die, but that'd be fine.
No. I was assuming magical fire.
not carbon monoxide.
Well, then we would die from magical asphyxiation.
Just sort of give it an ambiance in the room.
I'm just going to stick my mace in the middle and it'll light everything
up. Okay, there you go. That works.
Don't you have anything... Do you have anything that we could use? Like, you're pretty magical, too. I'm kind of spent, but...
No, I think I need to rest.
Okay.
So as you guys settle in, surrounding Tiresias's Mace of Disruption, as it gives off its 20 feet of light...
I know in the middle, give
all of a sudden, you see a flash of light and a bang into the cavern wall next to you.
Oh, Jesus.
And you just hear, oh, fuck! Togatari, you
I stabbed the light.
You notice it is your Earth Genasi friend.
Latari!
I'm
just like kind of dusting myself off. Oh,
and then as she's getting ready, there's another flash. Roll perception check, Zakara.
It's getting tight in here.
So much for these secret tunnels.
20, 18, sorry.
Yeah, so you notice Latoria hit the wall, you get your concern for your friend, and then as you look up right before you see the second flash, you notice a half-elven woman walking in with a giant antler crown there, and then she flashes away.
Oh!
Who was that?
What the hell was that?
That was Keyleth.
What?
Who?
Remember we talked about this back at breakfast?
I don't remember what I just talked about like a minute ago.
That's true.
In his defense, he's probably has a concussion.
Probably.
Those aren't real.
What's going on? Right. Well, yeah,
it's
that
only
was
a
Keyleth.
Mild concussion.
Yeah, the Ashari druids are meeting with Cranor. But I saw what happened with Astaroth, and he's kind of freaking out by the lighthouse, so I asked her to teleport me to you guys, because I wanted to make sure you guys were okay.
How did you know where we were?
We don't look so great. We don't feel so great.
I didn't
want
to say that.
Oh, my cleric friend, will you heal me?
We're going to take a long rest.
I mean, we're going to take a long rest?
Yes. Yeah, well, that was the plan. Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. The magic coin said they were going to attack at dawn.
Yep.
Right.
So what time is it now?
8 p.m.
Yeah, you guys will wake up. Before, I would say you have a few hours to get through the tunnel if you take a long rest before they start attacking.
I feel like we're going to miss the attack.
Did they say anything about launching an attack on Astaroth?
What?
That's a no.
So,
I'm sorry,
he's
what?
He's probably fine then.
So
what,
apparently,
what did I miss?
Apparently someone made a deal with Cranor and the Platinum Knights.
Was
that
it
they
you?
Were...
This time it wasn't me.
Surprisingly, it wasn't true. That they're going to attack Astaroth at dawn.
Now, if I may, the plan wasn't just kill Astaroth at dawn. It was, if he goes nuts, then they will do what they have to do to protect.
Well, we know he's going to go nuts. We saw it. So we're not getting
I mean, I think that he destroyed a lighthouse. Owners of lighthouses would say that's going nuts.
We're not giving him a fighting chance here.
Did you guys find out anything else about him in the meantime? Like, was that your first time? Like, did you see him before that? Or was that
I scryed with him. So really quick to bring you up to speed... Tiresias has an evil twin, and he can control Astaroth.
Not an evil twin,
that's
per se.
That's the best way to describe it.
Would you say
short...
he looks like you and is evil?
He is me.
Right.
So, but is also evil.
So he's evil. So he's evil,
you. A twin would mean he's my brother.
He's like
not
an evil clone.
He's me.
The doppelganger.
So who...
Right, so just... Okay. Sitting back, just shaking your head. What is going on?
I'm trying to decide if it's better to wait for the attack and then have that as cover, or to get in there and get out before any of this happens. And I'm still on the fence on that.
So his evil self...
You probably won't get paid.
Okay. ...can control Astaroth.
You don't kill who you need to kill
before
the attack.
We know he's being controlled.
I mean, if they're dead,
wait,
then
Tiresias,
it's fine.
Did you know?
I don't know.
That you had
another... You might want to bring their head,
though. No,
I
didn't.
Just be like, hey, I killed him.
Like I said, I'm still thinking about it.
So are you going to, like...
there's a lot of...
Are you
going
to try to...
I don't really know. I don't know what happens if he dies, honestly.
I'd pay to see that fight, though.
I think all of us want to see that fight.
You're probably going to see it if our DM has anything to do
with
it.
Just 1v1.
Well...
On a positive note, what if it's not a fight?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, if you've never, like, been in the same space, like,
well,
you don't really
problem.
Know what could happen. What if you have this, like,
you just
kinship
it,
and
story,
bond
Red.
With one another?
Right.
And it, like, winds up working to our benefit, hopefully,
really
that'd be great.
I don't know if it's a Highlander situation or...
If you hug him and then you absorb him... You might also turn into a hideous blob, like in Time
like
Cop. That play, that play we saw in Stillborn.
Well, I think my things have changed. I think we need to try to rescue the dragon.
I definitely agree.
Now you think we have to rescue the dragon? You're the one who wanted to kill it the whole time.
I know, like I said, things have changed.
Like what?
Well, I kind of have a purpose in life now, and...
Do you?
I do, yeah.
I just kind of, like, pat him on the back. Like, good for you, buddy. Well,
we're not there yet.
Yeah, you weren't here for that, so you have no idea what he's talking about.
So I...
He died.
Yeah, I died. and that's kind of, like, my path now. Like, I'm, like, the anti-death. Like, before, death was cool, but now it's not cool. So, I want to avoid like killing drugs. Things that...
It sounds like, sounds like one of those middle school, like,
dare
assemblies
programs.
Where you bring the recent, the drug addicts.
Well, hey, kids, drugs
aren't cool.
But now they aren't.
Turns his hat back. Sits
yeah,
on
the back let me drive with you.
Trying to chair him backwards.
But I think we should try to avoid killing the dragon, if possible. At least give him a fighting chance, and...
Oh, he'll put up more than a fighting chance.
A fighting chance of killing us?
Well, yes. I understand there's great risk in trying to, you know, free a dragon from mind control. But I think we should do everything in our power. He's an innocent victim here.
Well, here's the thing.
Are you sure you're not O'Craig's evil twin?
Here's the thing. If my evil spectral... Whatever.
Evil twin. You're evil twin. Just say it.
I'm not saying it because he's so not my twin. If he could control Astaroth, maybe I can.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Oh. Mm.
So, we may have more than just attacking it.
Can you tune into that coin again? The frequency of whatever it is and tell them to hold off until we give a signal?
Or can you communicate with
Cranor!
Just echoes.
Can you hear him?
And you just hear a sigh. He's like, I wish I could have told you how this worked. This is the last time we can talk today, so it good.
Okay. What am I asking him?
Tell me. Tell him to hold off the attack until he gets a sign from us.
Okay.
All right.
From can you hold the attack by any chance? Maybe until we give a sign? Maybe if we yell out cheeseburgers, or just like lunchtime, or we might be eating cheeseburgers.
Okay, he goes, okay.
He's wow, like, that was a lot easier than I thought.
The only thing I say is that we won't start our offensive, but if we see the Mirror Man's forces move in, we're going to have to move in.
Okay.
At the same time. So I can hold off my end until I see from you guys, but if I see him, I don't want him to get close and start teaming up with Annie.
Well,
okay, I don't think that's the plan.
No.
Did we talk about this?
No,
do we still have time?
Yeah,
you guys go ahead and talk. I'm going to sleep for a little while.
That's okay, yeah. I only need 4 hours.
Yeah,
I need more. Yeah,
so as you guys lay down, you take...
Talking really loud.
You and Zakara, since you only need 4 hours because you meditate, take first watch, and I think that's where we'll end the episode while you fill in Cranor.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you stay up.